Good morning, beloved, and thank you for again inviting me into your homes as we begin our Tuesday morning edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in John chapter 5, verses 19 through 47, where we continue with Jesus' response to the religious leaders who challenged his authority. He speaks of his relationship with God the Father and says that those who believe in him will have eternal life. He refers to the witness of John the Baptist and admonishes the religious leaders for having no love for God in their hearts. He says that the scriptures speak of him and point to him as the source of eternal life. So let's begin. So Jesus answered them, I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing on his own. He does only what he sees his Father doing. What the Father does, the Son also does. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all that he himself is doing. He will show him even greater things to do than this, and you will be amazed. Just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, in the same way, the Son gives life to those he wants to. Nor does the Father himself judge anyone. He has given his Son the full right to judge, so that all will honor the Son in the same way as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son, does not honor the Father who sent him. I am telling you the truth. Those who hear my words and believe in him who sent me have eternal life. They will not be judged, but have already passed from death to life. I am telling you the truth. The time is coming. The time has already come when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear it will come to life. Just as the Father is himself the source of life, in the same way he has made his Son to be the source of life. And he has given the Son the right to judge, because he is the Son of Man. Do not be surprised at this. The time is coming when all the dead will hear his voice and come out of their graves. Those who have done good will rise and live, and those who have done evil will rise and be condemned. I can do anything on my own authority. I can do nothing on my own authority. I judge only as God tells me. So my judgment is right, because I am not trying to do what I want, but only what he who sent me wants. If I testify on my own behalf, what I say is not to be accepted as real proof. But there is someone else who testifies on my behalf, and I know that what he says about me is true. John is the one to whom you sent your messengers, and he spoke on behalf of the truth. It is not that I must have a human witness. I say this only in order that you may be saved. John was like a lamp, burning and shining, and you were willing for a while to enjoy his light. But I have a witness on my behalf which is even greater than the witness that John gave. What I do, that is, the deeds my Father gave me to do, these speak on my behalf and show that the Father has sent me. And the Father who sent me also testifies on my behalf. You have never heard his voice or seen his face, and you do not keep his message in your hearts, for you do not believe in the one whom he sent. You study the scriptures because you think that in them you will find eternal life. And these very scriptures speak about me. Yet you are not willing to come to me in order to have life. I am not looking for human praise, but I know what kind of people you are, and I know that you have no love for God in your hearts. I have come with my Father's authority, but you have not received me. When, however, someone comes with his own authority, you will receive him. You like to receive praise from one another, but you do not try to win praise from the one who alone is God. How then can you believe me? Do not think, however, that I am the one who will accuse you to my Father. Moses, in whom you have put your hope, is the very one who will accuse you. If you had really believed Moses, you would have believed me, because he wrote about me. But since you do not believe what he wrote, how can you believe what I say?" And today's key verse is John chapter 5, verse 24, where Jesus said, "I am telling you the truth. Those who hear my words and believe in him who sent me shall have eternal life." And you know, as we spoke earlier, the Jews are always looking for a sign. And they even came to John the Baptist. I see you doing all these great things. Are you the Messiah? Or should we be looking for someone else? And John told them quite frankly, no, he's not the Messiah. That he's only the forerunner for the Messiah. That the one who comes after him will be so great that he, John, is not even worthy to reach down and tie his shoes. Well, that Messiah, Jesus, did come. And as Moses had prophesied, and of course we know that the Jews did not accept him as the Messiah, rejected him, and from the very beginning of his ministry, plotted to put him to death. Let us walk in true faith, accepting the truth that the Word of God testifies on Jesus' behalf. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are the source of eternal life. Your Word is true. Imprint your message on my heart and empower me to be a bold witness to the truth that you proclaim. May my words and actions this day be a witness to your love. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, beloved, be with me tomorrow as we read John chapter 6, where Jesus feeds 5,000 people and then turns around and walks on water. Until tomorrow then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.